Murderland, written by Pamela Murray and read by Claire Eden.
Prologue. Hello? She called out into the darkness. Is anybody there? The only sound was the echo of her own voice. Then, deadly silence. Maybe she'd been mistaken, but she was almost certain that there'd been a sound coming from over in the far corner of the warehouse. Although not of a nervous disposition, Jennifer Grayson had always felt a degree of discomfort when closing up for the night, when the only source of light came from the green illuminated exit sign next to the door at the back of the building. Franklin Electronics, in Bolden Business Park, Tyne and Wear, was one of those rare companies who had never had a break-in. This was probably due to the high degree of security installed on the premises, one the owner had paid an arm and a leg for, as she recalled. It included a security guard patrolling the perimeter every couple of hours, so statistically, there was really very little chance of a break-in ever happening. Maybe it had just been a noise from the outside of the building. John, the security guard, would be starting his shift right about now, and it could have easily been him parking up and closing the car door behind him before walking past the part of the warehouse she was in now, on his way to the porter cabin at the front of the building. She put that down as the answer, and breathed a huge sigh of relief. She chastised herself for even thinking that anyone could get in here in the first place. It was extremely unlikely. The building didn't have public access at all, but was a closed warehouse with offices. If not John moving about outside, then it was probably one of the many boxers in there settling, as she knew they did sometimes. Surely that was all it could possibly be. The company had thrived in the last few years, and its range of electronic goods was in demand, not only in the UK, but also in Europe, where a subsidiary company had been set up to handle delivery throughout the continent. Just over a year ago, Jennifer had been appointed Deputy European Manager and had even travelled abroad with her colleague, John Scott, who was head of European distribution, to oversee everything, with all expenses paid too. Even so, when her term came on the rota to close shop for the night, she always had this niggling feeling in the back of her mind that there was a possibility, even though it was a highly unlikely one, that anyone could have somehow crept into the premises and hid in one of the many corners behind the boxes. And they could have remained there until all the staff had gone. Then they could have a field day amongst the stock and make off with whatever they wanted. Jennifer was fully aware that Christmas was coming up, and anyone of a thieving disposition would steal anything they could get their hands on to sell for cash, either on the internet or even to family and friends, as long as they could get a good source of income out of what they'd pilfered. Or they could keep the goods for themselves, if that was what they'd been stolen for. A nice little Christmas gift for somebody, she thought. How many people actually ask online if what they are buying is genuinely owned by the seller? But there again, her imagination had gone into overdrive. As she was one of the three key holders and therefore responsible for ensuring everything was all safely and securely closed down for the night, she didn't want to be the one to let the company down by being lax and not doing her job properly. She valued her job. Jobs were hard to come by in these parts, and she'd been very lucky in getting such a good one with great pay and benefits. Then she heard it again. A clank from the same corner. Jennifer reached inside her bag for the torch she always carried with her on these dark evenings. It was an invaluable accessory when trying to get her car key in the lock. She'd suffered too many scratches on the paintwork in the past with her fumbling about in the darkness. On this occasion, she was glad it was there. The torch lit up the darkness when she slid the on button across, and she pointed it towards the corner where she thought she'd heard the noise coming from. Thick dust particles fluttered through the beam.